Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Ayin Ches. We left off Ayin Zayin Amud Beis at the two dots right before the lines get wide. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. Also, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Lea Shalom. Sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gervich in appreciation of their children's Rabbeim and Marot, and sponsored anonymously for Ezchus Rafua Shalema for Shmar Yahu Ben Razel Shoshana Miriam. Yishav Rafua Shalema. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for their sponsorship and support of this year. So today we are going to focus primarily on the distinctions between Hafaras Habal, on the one hand, which is the mechanism through which the Baal could be made for the Nedarim of his wife, and Ataras Chacham, on the other hand, which is the mechanism through which a Chacham, or a panel of Chachamim, as we will see, can be Matir, the Nedarim of any person. And we had already started speaking yesterday about the distinctions between Hafara and Atara, Hafaras Habal and Ataras Chacham. We're going to delve a little bit deeper into those distinctions. We're going to talk about the specific Lashon that somebody has to use in order to be Mefer or Matir Nedarim. We already started discussing this yesterday, so we're just going to pick up, maybe we'll review a little bit of what we covered at the end of yesterday's year and then launch into the discussion today. Primarily, Amud Aleph is going to focus on a comparison, a potential Gzeirah Shava between Hataras Nedarim and Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz is the Isser to Shecht, an animal which is designated for a korban, which is designated as kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And we're going to see what exactly we learn from this comparison between Nedarim on the one hand, Shchutei Chutz on the other hand, which seemingly don't have much to do with one another at all. In the course of that discussion, we are going to talk a little bit or a lot about the mechanism for Hataras Neder with a Chacham. Now, I keep on saying with a Chacham, that's because there's an option to be Matur the Neder with one Chacham, so long as that Chacham is a Yachid Mumche. We're going to see a machlokas between the Rishonim, what exactly a Yachid Mumche means, but we'll get to that. The alternative, and we started discussing this yesterday in the context of the discussion, whether one is allowed to be Matur Neder on Shabbos, whether it looks too much like a Din Torah, is that as an alternative to Ataras Neder with a Yachid Mumcha, you're allowed to be Matur Neder with a panel of Shlosh Hedyotos. And we're going to see exactly what those Hedyotos, what those Hedyotos have to be like, whether there's any qualification for that. And again, we're going to draw a comparison between, or we're going to try to learn what those Hedyotos are, or what class of people they have to be, based on the comparison of Nedarim to Shchutei Chutz, again, which we're going to see in today's daf. And then the daf is going to conclude with a discussion of, let's say, a husband hears a neder that his wife makes, and he is silent. So ordinarily, when the husband is silent for a day after hearing the neder that his wife makes, the neder is mekuyam. He loses the right to be made for the neder, because the pasuk says biyom shamo, that a person has to be made for the neder, the Baal has to be made for the neder on the day that he hears it. Question is, what happens if he's quiet on the day that he hears the neder, not because he intends on being mekayim the neder, but because he's tormenting his wife, he's playing with his wife. In other words, he wants his wife to assume that he's actually being mekayim the neder, but in his mind, he has in mind that the reason that he's quiet is not because he wants to be mekayim the neder, it's because he's playing with his wife. And really, he intends on being made for the neder after the fact, a couple of days later. So we're going to start the discussion, what happens in that scenario. So again, we left off Ayin Zayin Amud Beis at the two dots. The last thing that we had seen, the two dots right before the lines get wide. So the last thing that we had seen was that Hafaras Neder has to be express. So in other words, you have to say Mufir Lichi, Batal Lichi, that this neder is Mufir to you, this neder should be Batal. If you try to use a roundabout Lashon, and the Gemara said yesterday, as an example, Kol Nedarim Shetaduri, any neder that you take, I Efshi Shetaduri, I don't like it, or Ein Zeh Neder, it's not a neder, Lo Amar Klum, said the Gemara, it's not a valid Afara, because the Afara has to be expressed. Masha Ein Kein, by Kiyum HaNeder, we don't require the Kiyum to be expressed, even if there's an implied Kiyum. For example, he doesn't use the Lashon of this neder should be Mekuyum to you. Rather, the wife takes a neder and he says, way to go, great job, that's enough for a Kiyum. And we already saw it a couple of days ago and yesterday that whereas a kiyum can be belave, you can even have a kiyum belave. You could think that the neder is mekoyim, and frankly, silence equals kiyum, right? If you're silent for a day and you're the husband, then the neder is mekoyim. You lose the rights to be made for the neder. Hafara is not like that. Hafara has to be expressed. We are going to start a discussion of what happens if you're made for the neder on Shabbos. Is there a reason to deviate from the regular lashon that the Baal uses when he is made for the neder? We've already seen yesterday that the Baal can be made for a neder on Shabbos. And the reason that the Baal can be made for a neder on Shabbos, even if the neder doesn't have to do with Tzarchei Shabbos, is because the right of Afara, the entitlement of Afara, is time-bound, as we saw yesterday. You only have until the end of the calendar day. So if the wife takes the neder on Shabbos, the only day that the husband can be made for the neder on is Shabbos. If Shabbos passes and he's not made for the neder, then he loses his opportunity to be made for the neder. And therefore, said the Gemara yesterday, that effectively, hafara of any neder is really a tzorech Shabbos, because the only time it can be done is on Shabbos. So says the Gemara with that, first wide line. So, lo yomar adam le'ishto b'shabbos mufer lichi batalechi k'derek sha'omer la b'chol, that on Shabbos, a person should not say to his wife, and if he wants to be made for her neder, he should not use one of the traditional lashonos of afara, of either mufer lichi or batel lichi, the same way he would do on a weekday. And the Ron says, well, there's really no reason why he shouldn't be able to use these lashonos. After all, we finished a discussion yesterday in the Gemara where we specifically said that a husband is allowed to be made for the wife's nedarim on Shabbos. If the husband is allowed to be made for the wife's nedarim on Shabbos, why shouldn't he be able to use these lashonos? And the Ron says, when there's a way to deviate from a standard practice or procedure in order to show that there's a distinction between Shabbos and the Yemos HaChol, it is appropriate to deviate. And the Ron's lashon of dekivan deefsher lishnuye mishaninan, whenever there's an opportunity to deviate from standard procedure and call out attention that Shabbos is different, better to do that. So said this again. So the Gemara said that on Shabbos, when you're made for the Nedarim, you shouldn't use the traditional language of Afara, of either Mufer Lichi or Batel Lichi. Ella Omer Lo, but rather you should say to her, Tli V'Achli, Tli V'Shasi. Oh, take this and eat, take this and drink. Va'Neder Batel Me'elav. And the Neder is Batel Me'elav. Obviously, we're talking about a situation where she took a Neder, she's not going to eat or drink a certain thing. And therefore saying, oh, take this and eat, take this and drink, is an implicit hafara. So in other words, even though if she makes that Torah neder during the week, if she says during the week, I'm making a neder, I'm never going to have steak again. So the right way for the husband to be made for the neder is to say, mufer lichi batel lichi. This neder is mufer to you. What if she says that makes that neder on Shabbos? I'm never going to have steak again. So rather than saying mufer lichi batel lichi, the husband should go to the refrigerator, take out a piece of steak and say, here, eat this. Take this, drink this, because that's an implied hafara. So Amar Rav Yochanan, so says Rav Yochanan, Mitzorach Sheyebatel Belibo, that in addition to using this implied lashon of hafara, the husband has to be mevatel the neder, believe. The husband has to have a machshava that he is being mevatel the neder. And again, it's a weird concept, because we saw yesterday that hafara believe is worthless. We said that kiyum believe is worth something, hafara believe is worthless, but says the Ron that somehow when you combine a hafara believe with an implied actual lashon of hafara, then that creates this type of super hafara, which is effectively the same thing as saying mufer lichi batel lichi. That again, even though a hafara belev alone is invalid, hafara belev alone is useless, hafara belev packaged with an implied hafara, a roundabout hafara that is articulated, that is expressed, that is going to be valid. Okay. So says the Gemara, Beishamai Omrim, so Beishamai says, Beshabbos Mevatel Belibo, Bechol Motzi Besfasav, that on Shabbos, the person should be Mevatel Belibo, but during the week, in other words, after Shabbos, he has to be Motzi he has to be motzi besvasav. So there's a long run over here where he has a whole machlokas. What exactly this means? And he says that what this means is that on Shabbos the husband is not only mevatel b'leiv, because we said that afara b'leiv is worthless, but rather what the husband should do is he should be mevatel b'leiv combined with this roundabout afara of saying, oh, take this piece of food, take this thing to drink. But on the chol, on the yemos chol, he should articulate batalichi mufralichi. He should use the traditional language of afara. And Beis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel says, echazev, echazev, mevatel b'leiv b'vein sarach lotzi b'sfasav. That, no, it's enough to be mevatel b'leiv, you don't have to be motzi b'sfasav. Again, mevatel b'leiv doesn't mean mevatel b'leiv alone, because we just saw, the Gemara literally just told us 2 lines ago, that the way to be mefer and neder on Shabbos is to say, tli v'yachol, tli v'shasi. That, in other words, you do have to say something. The point is, and here's where the Ran brings out that point, the point is that when you have in mind a bittel b'leiv, combined with an implied hafara, that is functionally the equivalent of saying mufralichi batalichi, and therefore there's no need to repeat the lashon of mufralichi batalichi during the emos hachol. And again, this comes back to the principle that we started this year with, that the Ran told us, why are you changing your lashon on the chol? It's not that you're not allowed to be mefer and neder on Shabbos. It's not that the hafara with the roundabout wording combined with the bittel b'leiv is not effective as an afara. It is. The only reason we're changing the lashon is because it's Shabbos and we want to be mishana. We want to change on Shabbos just so that there's some distinction, but practically speaking, functionally speaking, that roundabout hafara combined, the roundabout articulated hafara combined with the hafara shebaleiv is going to be valid. Okay, says the Gemara Navaita, 3 lines up from the bottom. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Chacham Shomer Baloshan Baal, Ubal Shomer Baloshan Chacham, Lo Amar Klum. If you have a Chacham who uses the Lashon of a Baal, or a Baal who uses the Lashon of a Chacham, it is amounts to nothing. It's totally invalid. So what does this mean? So the Ran explains, the Lashon of Baal is Muferlach, because the Baal is Mefer, the Nedarim of the woman, and the Lashon of the Chacham is Mutar Lach, that it is Mutar, because the Chacham is Matir, the Nedarim. And the Ran says that this is all based on the wording that is used in the Psukim, because the Psukim in the Torah refer to what the husband does to the neder as hafara and what the chacham does to the neder as hatara. We already saw a couple of days ago the distinction between hafara and hatara, that hafara is a cutting off of the neder mikan ulahaba, that the husband has the ability to void the neder from here on in, but it's only a prospective voiding of the neder, whereas the chacham has the ability to be oker the neder lemafreya. Hatara means it's totally unbound, meaning it's totally undone, meaning lemafreya, the neder is going to be totally invalid. Okay. So, and we already saw that there are other distinctions between Afara and Atara, right? Afara could be done by the Baal. First of all, Afara is time-bound, as we've been saying for the past couple of days, right? Afara can only be done until the end of the calendar day. Atara could be done at any time. Also, Atara requires some sort of reason that the Chacham has to hang his hat on when he is Matur the Neder. What exactly that reason is, we saw also a machlokas in the Gemara yesterday and a few days ago about whether there has to be a Pesach, whether there has to be some sort of analysis that the Chacham does where he says, oh, had you known this or that or the third thing, would you have been noder? And the person has to say, no, had I known that, I wouldn't have been noder. Others say that all that is required is charata, that the Chacham just has to establish that the person regrets that they took the neder, whereas the husband doesn't need any basis whatsoever. The woman could take a neder, the husband could say muferlichi batalichi. There doesn't have to be a Pesach or a charata. So there are a whole bunch of distinctions between hatara and afara. What the Gemara is telling us now is that if the Baal uses the Lashon of a Chacham, he says Mutarlach instead of Mufarlach, or if the Chacham uses the Lashon of the Baal, he says Mufarlach instead of Mutarlach, not going to be valid, because the Baal does Hafara, the Chacham does Hatara. Tatani, and the Gemara quotes now from a Pasuk, Zeh Davar, This specifically is the way to abrogate the neder. Hachacham matir vein baal matir, that the chacham is matir a neder, but the baal cannot be matir a neder. What do I need a gzeres hakosav to teach me zeh davar that only a chacham can be matir a neder, not a baal? Says the Gemara, because without the gzeres hakosav, I would have made a kal v'chomer sheyachol that I might have thought the following: uma chacham shein mefir matir madach a chacham who cannot be mefir a neder, he can be mafir a neder. Baal shamefer ain't a din shematir. The husband who can be mefer a neder, isn't it a kal v'chomer that he could also be matir a neder through the process of hatara? Talmud lomar ze'adavar. So no, says the Gemara. No, it comes the pasuk and says ze'adavar chacham matir vein baal matir. That only the chacham is matir a neder, but the husband cannot be matir a neder. He can only be mefer a neder. Tan yidach. We learn another brisa that basically says the same thing. Ze'adavar. Baal mefer vein chacham mefer. The husband can be mefer in eder, a chacham cannot be mefer in eder. In other words, the chacham can only be matur in eder based on Pesach or Charata, but there's no such thing as the chacham being mefer in eder on the day that he hears it from the person without any basis whatsoever. Says the Gemara, why do I need a gzeres hakasav again? There's a kal v'chomer. Sheyachol uma baal shein matir mefir. I might think madach baal that he can't be matir a neder, but he could be mefir a neder. It's a chacham shematir, a chacham who has more power than the baal because he could actually be matir a neder. Ain't a din shemefir, isn't it a gzera shava? Isn't it a kal v'chomer rather that he's able to be mefir a neder? Tamalomar ze'adavar baal mefir vein chacham mefir. So again, the kal v'chomer is that the gzera sakosav rather is that the baal could be mefir, but the chacham cannot, but the chacham cannot be mefer. So there is some action in the Rishonim here. What exactly the havamina is here? In other words, when we say, "Oh, there's a havamina," I might have had a kal v'chomer that the baal could also be mater and the chacham could also be mefer. So what exactly is that havamina? Is the havamina that I would have thought that the husband could use the lashon of a chacham, and that the chacham could use the lashon of the baal because of the relative power of each of them? Or is the havamina that the chacham actually could do hafara, and the baal actually could do hatara, forgetting about the lashon that's used? Do we assume, is the havamina that each one could actually do the type of abrogation of the neder that the other one can do? That so if you look at the Ran and the Rush, which we're not going to look at inside, but the Rush looks like he's saying that the Havamina is only that the Chacham could use the Lashon of the Baal and the Baal could use the Lashon of the Chacham. But from the Ran, and I think this is really the Pashup shot, the Ran assumes that the Havamina is no, that the Baal actually could do Hatara, and the Chacham actually could do Afara. And the Lashon of the Ran is really more, the Perish of the Ran is really more Mistaber, because the Gemara starts with the phrase that the Chacham can't use the Lashon of the Baal, and the Baal can't use the Lashon of the Chacham, halacha number one. And then we start talking about Zadavar, I might think the Chacham could be Mefer. Doesn't say I might think the Chacham could use the Lashon of Afara. It says I might think the Chacham could be Mefer. And so the Ran teaches this up, that the Havamina of the Gemara is that based on a Kal v'chomer, you would think that the Chacham could actually do Afara, the Baal could actually do Atara, Kamash Malan not, because of Gzeres HaKosav, Zeh Adavar, everybody has to stay in their lane. The Chacham could do Afara, not Atara. The Chacham could do Atara, not Afara. The Baal could do Afara and not Atara. Good, says the Gemara now 5 lines down from the top. Nemar kan zeh adavar, v'nemar lalon zeh adavar. So nemar kan zeh adavar, v'nemar lalon zeh adavar b'shchut echutz. So it says over here, zeh adavar, that's the gzeres hakosav that we've just been expounding to teach me the distinction between the chacham and the baal. It also says by shchut echutz, zeh hadavar. That shchut echutz, again, the prohibition against shechting an animal which is kachem, an animal which is designated as a karbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So what do I learn from the Gzeirah Shava of Ze'adavar, Ze'adavar? Because Lechora, the passage of Nedarim and the passage of Shchut Echutz don't really have much to do with one another. Says the Gemara, so we learn as follows. Just like by Shchutei Chutz, the prohibition was directed to Aaron, his children, and all of Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Daber el Aaron v'el bana v'el kol b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleyam ze'a davar shartiva Hashem leymar. Speak to Aaron, his children, all of Klal Yisrael, that you're not allowed to shecht a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ah, Parshas Nedarim, Aaron, Ubana, V'chol Yisrael. So too, Parshas Nedarim also was stated toward Aaron. It was directed toward Aaron, Banav, and all of Klal Yisrael. Umakan, Rashi Hamatos, and just like by Nedarim, the word Rashi Hamatos is written, as the Pasuk says, Vayedaber Moshe el Rashi Hamatos Levnei Yisrael Leymar Zeh Adavar Asher Tziva Hashem, and then we go on to talk about the Parsha of Nedarim. Afla Halan, also by Shchutei Chutz, Rashi Hamatos. It also applies to Rashi Hamatos. So, in other words, we have these two parshios. By Shchutei Chutz, it apparently is directed to everybody. And by Nedarim, it's apparently directed only to the leaders of Klal Yisrael. So how exactly are we supposed to reconcile these concepts? So says the Gemara as follows. Parshas Nedarim, Lamai Hilchasa. What does all this have to do, Lagabe Nedarim? So practically speaking, what's the impact of this? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Lahakshir Shlosha Hedyotos. That it's to say that Atara can be done with three Hedyotos. Why? Because by Nedarim, what it says by Nedarim is Roshei Hamatos. So I might think that only the most important and prominent rabbis in society can be Matir and Neder. No, but by Shchutei Chutz, it also said Zeh Adavar, remember? And Shchutei Chutz was directed to Aaron, his children, and Kol Yisrael. So that should teach me that anybody is kosher for Hataras Nedarim, and that's sure enough how I know that Hataras Nedarim is going to be valid with Shlosha Head Yotos. So the Torah says, okay, true that we don't need a Yachid Mumche, that we could have three Head Yotos, but what exactly is the definition of a Head Yot? Does a Head Yot, sometimes the Gemara uses the Lashon of Head Yot to say idiot. Does it really mean that three morons can, three people who don't understand anything can be Matar and Eder? The Torah says no, that they at least have to understand what you're explaining to them. In other words, they have to understand what the neder means. They have to understand the concept of atara, so they can't be total morons. And he also says that they have to know how to be poseach bePesach, because again, according to the Maan Demarah, it says that you're only poseach bePesach, but not with charata. They have to know to do the whole inquiry and ask the guy, oh, how do you know this, that, the third thing? Would you have been no there? And if the answer is no, then they could be mevatel the neder, that they could be matar the neder. That is the type of person that they need to be. And the Torah says, therefore, that this really isn't like such a glot gzera shava, because by Shchutei Chutz, when it says Aaron Ubanav V'chol Yisrael, it literally applies to Aaron Banav V'chol Yisrael, meaning, let's say you have a guy who's an Amaretz. He doesn't know halacha, he doesn't understand anything. Is he allowed to shechta carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash? Of course not. So if we're saying that the same people who Shchutei Chutz applies to, that's who Ataras Nedarim applies to, really, even a guy who knows nothing should be able to be Matur Neder. But says the Torah, obviously this Gzera Shava is not supposed to be taken literally. What it does teach me is that I don't need a Yachid Mumcha. I could have a basin of three people who are not quite to the level of a Yachid, Mumcha. And the Ran is not really bothered by this question on the Gzera Shava, because it's obvious that by Nedarim there has to be some baseline level of comprehension in order to serve on a Bastin to be Matir a Neder. And then the Nemuka Yosef is done Lakavskus, because he says Kol Yisrael that we have by Parshas Nedarim, or the application of Kol Yisrael to Parshas Nedarim, is Meduyok. Why? Because the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, it says Daber el Aaron ve'el banav ve'el kol Yisrael. So who's the Olav Klal Yisrael that was the subject of this commandment? So the Olav Klal Yisrael, we're thinking of Olav Klal Yisrael today, where unfortunately we have so many Jews in the world who don't know how to learn. They're total amaratzim. However, that commandment was said to the Dor HaMidbar. The Dor HaMidbar was a Dor Deya. So everybody knew everybody had some basic level of comprehension and familiarity with halacha. So says the Nemuka Yosef, no, this does teach me that the basin of Gimel Ad Yotos has to be real people who understand the neder, who know the halacha, who know how to be Pesach b'Pesach, because the Kol Yisrael is not a reference to every member of Klal Yisrael. It was spoken to the Dar Midbar, which was the Dar Deya. But back in the Gemara, from the comparison between Shchutei Chutz and Ataras Neder, we know that the Ataras Chacham is not only done with the Yachid Mimcha, it could even be done with Shlosh Ad Yotos. I, says the Gemara, about Rashi Amatos Ksiv, but it says that I require Rashi Amatos. Some Rav Chisa, Yisem Rav Yochanan, be Yachid Mimcha. Yes, there are two ways, as we've been saying, to be Matur Neder. Either you could be Matur Neder with Yachid Mimcha, or you can be matur neder with shlosh ad yotos. We're going to see as soon as we flip the page what exactly the criteria for the yachid mumcha is. There's a Ran that talks about that, but let's hold that thought. So says the Gemara now, Rashi Amatos b'shchutei chutz l'may hilchasa. What is the comparison? It says Rashi Amatos by Nedarim, and we try comparing that to shchutei chutz. So what is the application of Rashi Amatos to shchutei chutz? So Amrav Sheshes Lomar Sheyesh Sheila Behektish. It's to teach me that there is Sheila Behektish. What is Sheila Behektish? So Sheila Behektish says the Ran, meaning that if you're Maktish a behema, and then you shech the behema outside the Beis HaMikdash, so you violated Nisr, but after that, you are shoel on the Hektish, in other words, you revoke the Hektish, then that's valid, and says the Ran, it's as if the animal was never Hektish to begin with, and therefore, it turns out that you have not violated the Isser of Shchutei Chutz, because consecrating an animal to Hektish is no different than a Neder. In fact, when we use the Lashon of Neder, we say Arei Alai Kecherem. In other words, we're saying it should be like a carbon. So we're comparing Hektish to a carbon all throughout the Masechta, and therefore, you could be Shoel on the Hektish the same way you could be Shoel on a Neder. Tosfos in Maseches Krisa says that this ability to be Shoel on Hektish goes up only to a certain point, that after the Zrikas Hadam, after you shech the animal outside and then you zorek the blood, none of them is Beach, obviously, because you're outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but after you do Zrikas Hadam, or the analogous Avodah to Zrikas Hadam, you can no longer be Shoel, because once you do the Zrika, it's considered that the animal is no longer yours. And if the animal is no longer yours, obviously you cannot revoke the consecration of that animal. But the reason that the Yochin Mumcha has said by Shchutei Chutz is to teach me that I can be Shoel, I can revoke the classification, the consecration of the animal as a Hektish animal. Says the Gemara, but Lebe Shammai, Diyamar Ein Sheila Behektish, Rashi Amata Sukhsib Shchutei Chutz L'may Hilchasa. But it's a machlokas whether I can be Shoel on Hektish or not. So good, Beis Hillel says I can be Shoel on Hektish, that's why by Shchutei Chutz, Rashi Amatos has something to do with us. But according to Beis Shammai, who says that you cannot be Shoel on Hektish, what does Rashi Amatos, that said by Nedarim, apply? How does that apply to Shchutei Chutz? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai leslu gzeira shava. So Beis Shammai doesn't know from the gzeira shava. Not everybody has to learn this gzeira shava. So he didn't have a mesora about this gzeira shava. So says the Gemara, Viter, ze adavar b'parshas Nedarim l'maik siv. What does the pasuk of ze adavar by parshas Nedarim teach me? Lomar chacham mater vein bal mater. This is what we started the daf with, that the chacham can be mater, the husband cannot be mater. Bal mefer vein chacham mefer. The husband can be mefer in neder, the chacham cannot be mefer in neder. Now, zeh davar b'shchutei chutz l'maik siv. Why does the pasuk say zeh davar b'shchutei chutz? Lomar ala shchita chaya vein chayav ala malika. That in other words, it's only on zeh davar, it's only on shechting that you're going to be chayav outside the Beis HaMikdash. But if you do malika on a bird outside the Beis HaMikdash, even though malika is the functional equivalent of shchita lagabe, a bird, because the pasuk is written only by shchutei chutz, and the pasuk says zeh davar, it's dafka by shchita that you're going to be chayav, not by malika. Elo le Beis Shammai lahachshir gimel adiotos minolan. Hang on, but if Beis Shammai doesn't learn the gzeira shava from shchutei chutz to Nedarim, and the only reason we know that a basin of Gimel Ad Yotos is kosher for Ataras Nedarim is because of the reference to Kol Yisrael by Shchutei Chutz, how does Beis Shammai know that Gimel Ad Yotos can be Matur and Neder? So the Gemara assumes that Beis Shammai agrees that Gimel Adyotos could be Matur and Neder, because he does. That is a halacha. Now, Beis Hillel is going to learn it from the Gzeir Shava. How's Beis Shammai going to learn it? So says the Gemara, Nafkulum in Rav Asi Bar Nasan. He learns it from the Limit of Rav Asi Bar Nasan. The Chsev, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. It says, by the Parsha Samoadim, it says, Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, Vatanya Rav Yossi Aglili Omer. Rav Yossi Aglili has this mimer, which is very difficult to understand. Moadei Nemru Velo Nemru Velo Nemru Shabbos Bereishis, that the Pasuk only talks about the Moados, it doesn't talk about Parshas Bereishis Imoim. Benazai Omer Moadei Nemru Velo Nemru Parshas Nedarim Imoim, that it only talks about the Moadim, it doesn't talk about Parshas Nedarim. So Rav Asi Bar Nasan Kashale. So Rav Asi Bar Nasan had a Kasha. So Kashale Hamasdisa. This limud was very, very difficult to Rav Asi Bar Nasan. And the reason is because if we familiarize ourselves with Parshas Emor, so the Parshas Amoados is the Parshas Emor, we lane it on every Yontif. So the weird thing about Parshas Moados, which we all know because we hear it multiple times a year, is that the Pasuk says, Eila Moadei Hashem, it starts talking about the Moados, and the first thing that the Pasuk talks about is Shabbos. And this is an Emor. What Parsha comes after Emor? Bahar. And what do we talk about by Bahar? We talk about Nedarim. So I had a lima that said, oh, by Parshas Moados, we're only talking about the Moados, we're not talking about Shabbos, and we're not talking about Neder. So the Gemara is going to say, what in the world are you talking about? We do talk about Shabbos, and we do talk about Nedarim. So says the Gemara, so Usul and Arda, so three lines up, he came to Nardo, Lekame de Rav Sheshes v'lo Ashkechei. He went to look at, for Rav Sheshes to find out what in the world this mimer was talking about, but he couldn't find Rav Sheshes. Asa Basrei Lemechuzah, he ran after him to Mechuzah, and then he found him. And he says, Amarle, Moadei Hashem Nemru v'lo Nemru Shabbos Bereishis Imoim. The mimer says that it says Moadei Hashem, and it doesn't talk about Shabbos Bereishis. Fuck Siv Shabbos Imoim. Look at the Psukim. The first thing the Pasuk talks about is Shabbos. So Vesu, Moadei Hashem Nemru v'lo Nemru Parshas right after the Parshas Moados, by its side, it talks about Nedarim. So what in the world do you mean that it's only talking about Moados, but not Shabbos and not Nedarim? So he says, no, this is what it means. Flipping Tain Chesam at Beis, Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Kiddush based in Shabbos Bereishis ain't Tzricha Kiddush based in. That only the Pasuk, the Lima didn't mean that the Pasuk doesn't talk about Shabbos Bereishis. Of course the Pasuk talks about, we know how to read Parshas Emor. Of course it talks about Shabbos Bereishis. There's a distinction between the Mo'adim and Parshas Bereishis. In other words, the Mo'adim require a Kiddush Basin. Basin doesn't sanctify the Mo'adim, of course, but Basin sanctifies the new month, the new moon, and based on that calendar, we know when the Mo'adim fall out, right? So that requires Kiddush Basin. How about Shabbos? What we know about Shabbos Bereishis is that it's Kitcha V'Kaima. Shabbos comes every seventh day. Every seventh day of Shabbos, we don't need any Kiddush Beis Din. Says the Ran, the Havamina is, I might have thought that Beis Din is required every Sunday, Hayom Yom Rishon, to classify the day, to designate the day as Yom Rishon. So now I know to count Rishon, Sheini, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, and then the seventh day is going to be Shabbos. That's the Havamina. Kamash Malah, no, Moadei Hashem is the only arena in which Kiddush Beis Din is required. Shabbos Bereishis is not going to be requiring a Kiddush. And then says the Gemara, the other limud is, Moadei Hashem Tzrichim Mumche, it's only by the Moadei Hashem that we require a Yochin Mumche, Ve'ein Parshas Nedarim Tzrichim Mumche, El Afilu Basin Shel Adyotos. That by Parshas Nedarim, you don't necessarily require a Mumcha because there are two types of Ataras Nedar, as we've been saying the whole day. One is with a Yochin Mumcha, but I could also do it with a Beis Din of Shlosh Adyotos. So when we say by Moadim that it doesn't include a reference to Nedarim, it doesn't mean that physically in the Torah there is no reference to Nedarim. What it means is that the halacha is not exactly the same, because by Kiddush Beis Din we require a Mumcha, but by Nedarim we don't necessarily require a Mumcha. We could even have Atara through Gimel Head Yotos. So says the Ran over here that, okay, but let's say you are Matir and Neder with a Yochin Mumcha. Do we require the same level of mumcha as we do by Kiddush HaChodesh, by Kiddush Beis Din, by the Moedim? Because what do we know about the Moedim? So what we know about the Moedim is that the Yochid Mumcha, who is going to be designating, sitting on a basin to designate this month or the new moon to figure out how the calendar falls, he has to be a mumcha, meaning he has to have smicha. He has to have real smicha. So the question is, does the Yochid Mumcha, who is going to be Mater Neder, does he require real smicha like the Dayanim who sit for Kiddush HaChodesh? Who sit for Kiddush HaChodesh? So the Ran says it's possible that he does require actual smicha like that, to that extent. And he says it's mustaber, right? Because if we're making a comparison between Moadei Hashem and Atoras Nedarim, that Yachid should require actual smicha. But the Rambam says, no, he doesn't require, and the Ran quotes the Rambam here, that the Rambam says that he doesn't require actual smicha. Really, he has to be a Rav Muvak, then even a Rebbe Muvak could be Matir Yechidi, he could be Matir alone. In other words, he has to be a gummer visavir that alone is sufficient. And the Ran quotes over here, he brings a raya that how do I know that he doesn't have to be a mumcha, meaning he doesn't have to be a musmuch? Because what had we said by Nedarim? It said Rashi Hamatos. So were the Rashi Hamatos musmachim, like real members of Beis Din? No, they were just important people. Meaning, in order to be Matur and Neder as a Yachid Mumcha, you don't have to be a musmach, you know, Ishmi Pi Ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. It just has to be, you have to be a rabbi. You have to know what is going on. So says the Gemara, Viter, four lines down from the top, Ayin Chesem Abeis. So what do you mean that you could be Matir with Gimel Adyotos? V'Parshas Adarim Rashi Amatos Ksiv. I thought it said Rashi Amatos, that it requires real rabbis. So Rav Chistavi, same Rav Yochanan, B'Yochan Mumcha. Yes, there are two ways of being Matir and Eder. One is by Gimel Adyotos. Those could be regular people as long as they understand what's going on. The other way of being Matur and Eder is by a Yachid Mumcha. So if you're not going to avail yourself of a basin of Shlosh Adyotos, you need a Yachid Mumcha who's got to be a rabbi who really knows the halacha. Does he have to be a real musmuch? Machlokas between the Ran and the Rambam. But there are two ways of being Matur and Eder, either with a Yachid Mumcha or with a basin of Gimel Adyotos. Okay. That ends the first discussion of the daf. Now we begin the second discussion. So Amar Rav Chanina. Hashosek almanas lemekat. So if a person is quiet on the day that he hears a neder, in order to distress his wife, he doesn't intend on being mekayim the neder, but he's playing with her. He's playing mind games, not a great husband, but he's trying to distress her by being quiet. So mefer afilu mikan vad yud yamim. He's able to be mefer the neder even 10 days after the fact. So there are those who hold that if he is made for the nether 10 days after the fact, then the nether is going to be mufer from the outset. In other words, from the day that he heard it and he was quiet, when he had a mind that he was going to just play with his wife, the nether is mufer from that point. But he has 10 days after he hears the neder in order actually to articulate the hafara. If when he's quiet, he intends on being quiet only because he wants to distress her. But says the Gemara, Masav Rabba, how do we know what the guy has in mind? So, Emasai Amru, Mesa Bal Nesroknam Rishos La'av, we had seen already a couple of weeks ago this concept of the Arus and the Av. The Arus who's engaged to the Arusa and the Av being Mefer Nedarim Beshutfes. So when did we say that if the Baal dies, then the Rishus to be Mefer the Neder in its entirety transfers over to the father? That's only Bizman Shelo Shama Baal. That's only where the husband never heard of the neder, Osha Shama Vishasak, or if he heard the neder and he was quiet, Osha Shama Vahefer, or if he heard the neder and he was made for the neder, Umes Bo Bayom. Because then either the husband never knew about the neder, or the husband did his part and he was still eligible to be made for the neder. Aval Shama Vikiyim, but if the husband heard the neder and he was Makayim the neder, Osha Shama Vishasak, Umes Biyom Shalachrav,
or if he heard the nether on a specific day and then he died the next day, meaning that there was a de facto kiyum because the arus only had that the rest of that calendar day to be made for the nether, then ein yachal afer. Then the rishus to be made for the nether doesn't transfer to the father because the husband already missed the boat. The husband had an opportunity to be made for the nether and he wasn't. So my lab b'shos like almanas lamekat. So don't we see that if the guy's quiet because he wants to distress his wife, if he's quiet that day and dies the next day, the right to be made for the nether doesn't transfer back to the father, because if a person is shosek, even if he has in mind that he wants to distress his wife, it is not going to be a good afara. It's going to be a de facto kiyum. Says the Gemara, lo, b'shosek almanas l'kayim. No, we're talking about a case where the guy was quiet, but he didn't intend to distress his wife. He was quiet because he wanted to be mekayim the nether. And therefore, if he doesn't die until the next day, the rishus to be made for the nether doesn't transfer back to the father. Says the Gemara, but yehachi, hainu oshama v'kiyim. So, but if he was shosek almanas l'kayim, why is that different than the guy who heard the nether and was actually mekayim the nether? Ella b'shosek stam. Therefore, we must be talking about shosek stam. In other words, there is no raya what happens, what the halach is by shosek almanas l'minkat, by shosek, by a person who's quiet on with the intention of distressing his wife, because we're talking about a guy who shosek stam. In other words, the Ran says that he doesn't have anything in mind. He doesn't have a mind to distress his wife. He doesn't have in mind to to be mekayim the nether either. Just by stam, therefore we have no raya either way. What the halacha is, if the guy is quiet with the intent on distressing his wife, we're going to talk more about this guy and his antics tomorrow. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.